Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. Today we're reading a little golden book called Walt Disney's Santa Stops at Disneyland. And this was written by Ethan Reed. And it is read today by Mommy and I can't even begin to describe what that one was. Googie Yoogie Ba Ba Ba. Right?
I didn't get the F part.
Was there an F in it? Foogie Yoogie Ba Ba Ba?
Foogie Booby Gaga Ga.
Oh boy. Well, Fooby Booby Gaga Ga is with me today. Let's read this story. You know, I think I like this story a lot because it has two things that are pretty magical. Santa, right? And Disneyland. And Santa, he's a magical elf. And Disneyland is a magical place. So let's see what they do when we put the two together. Are you ready? Okay. In the land of sunny California, there is a magic kingdom called Disneyland. Every year, a very special guest visits and shares some holiday cheer. That guest is Kris Kringle himself, also known as Santa Claus. Kris Kringle, that's another name for Santa. Santa never travels alone, so each year on Christmas Eve, the elves and reindeer also look forward to their annual trip to the happiest place on Earth. Some like to go on exciting rides at Disneyland. What ride are they on?
They're on the, what is it called?
The Matterhorn.
Matterhorn.
Yeah, can you imagine?
And one of the elves.
Mm-hmm.
Elves. Is, can you explain that?
Yeah.
And the next one likes it, and the last one's like...
Holding on for dear life, huh? Yeah, in the picture, friends, Santa is riding one of the bobsleds, which is a fancy way of saying a ride, part of a ride that you can sit in when he rides on the Matterhorn, which is a great big mountain. And there are three elves sitting in front, and then he sits in the back. And one of the elves is smiling and laughing, and she's got her eyes closed, probably because it's a very fast ride. It's like a roller coaster. And then the other two are also there smiling, but one of them looks a little worried. He's holding on for dear life.
Because he's like, I hate this ride.
Now, others look forward to shopping for gifts. And Santa is trying on something. What is he trying on?
A Mickey.
Mickey Mouse ears. Oh, they look good on him. Most can't wait to eat all the yummy treats. And he has got some. He has a gingerbread man and
popcorn
and an ice cream bar and a churro
and
a candy cane. That night, Santa and his helpers enjoy a little music by candlelight. That's called the Candlelight Processional. And fun side note, Mommy has performed in that for many times. Now, even though the day is through, their day has just begun. Now, they get to spread a little Christmas spirit at Disneyland.
Santa starts just as the fireworks are finishing from high atop Sleeping Beauty Castle. He makes a little snow fall so that everyone can have a white Christmas. And after the other guests have left for the night and the residents of Disneyland have gone to sleep, Santa and his helpers really get to work. They start at Storybook Land, leaving elf-sized decorations on all the little houses and castles. In the icy caverns of the Matterhorn bobsleds, Santa carefully places some presents for the abominable snowman under his Christmas star. Santa hops into an astrojet and rockets through Tomorrowland, dropping presents and decorations for all of the faraway inhabitants.
But what happens if he dropped a glass decoration?
Well, I'm sure Santa packages things very safely so that if they do fall, they don't break. Blitzen and Santa always have a fun time putting a very big Santa hat on the It's a Small World clock tower. I have a picture of that. I'll have to post my picture of that, friends, on Facebook. Or not Facebook, Instagram. Well, I guess they kind of are connected, actually. I think everything I post on Instagram also goes to Facebook. I think that's right. Okay. Moving on. Stopping off in Frontierland, Santa finds a cactus to bring some lights on so that the little prairie dogs and the jackalopes have a Christmas tree of their own. Yeehaw! Look at how happy they are. That's so cute. And in the New Orleans Square, Santa hides gifts for the pirates in a big spooky cave. And in the morning, the pirates will find a map leading to their buried presents. And then Santa delivers 999 presents to all the happy haunts in the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted
Mansion.
You said haunted.
Oh, did I? What would I do without you here to help me?
Look at the face.
Yeah. Huh? Well, I'm going to say some people like the Haunted Mansion, but other people do not. And it looks like...
I hate the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it's not your favorite place. Well, I can see that you're not alone. The reindeer doesn't like it either. Let's see. In Critter Country, Santa leaves a smackerel of honey for that silly old bear, Winnie the Pooh. And on a side note, if you're visiting Disneyland, if you go to Critter Country, that's where you will find Santa for pictures. Okay, now, sailing on the Jungle Cruise, Santa gives gifts to every animal in the jungle.
Like he gave a big chunk cake with M&Ms inside to the hippo.
That is actually not M&Ms, that's fruit. Would you believe it? That's a fruit cake.
Holy macaroni poo.
Yeah, holy macaroni indeed. Now, some of them ask for the oddest things, but Santa is more than happy to oblige. It's not every day that a hippopotamus asks for a fruitcake.
Holy papoopy-doos.
Oh, goodness. And next, Santa wishes a warm lele kalikimaka to all the singing birds and flowers in Adventureland. Where are they at here?
He's in the tiki room.
And what does he have? What is Santa snacking on?
A Dole Whip.
A Dole Whip. Yummy. And did you know that when you say mele kalikimaka, that is part of the Hawaiian culture right there. That means Merry Christmas in Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. Now, in Mickey's Toontown, Santa leaves Chip and Dale plenty of nuts to last them into the new year. And finally, Santa stops at Mickey's house and leaves presents for Mickey and Pluto. And Mickey will surely be grateful for all the gifts and decorations that Santa and his helpers left for everyone. And once their work is done at Disneyland, Santa and his friends continue on their magical journey. They travel around the world, making the rest of the planet as jolly as the happiest place on Earth. And he does fly away saying, ho, ho, ho. And we
what does that say?
That says the happiest place on Earth. Earth, which is what people call Disneyland. It's the nickname for Disneyland. And it is the most fun to be there during Christmas time, if you ask me.
By the way, churros are too sweet for me, so that means I don't want to say it.
Mm.
But
you're not a fan of churros, huh?
I hate them.
Oh, well, you know, I tell you what. When it comes down to different foods, if you don't like something, if you strongly feel you don't like the flavor of it, you don't have to eat it. You don't have to.
A lot.
But you know what? You only know that because you've tried it and you were brave. And some people are not sweet people. Some people are crunchy, salty people. And I think since I know you, you like popcorn more than churros. So maybe when we go there and it's treat time and you really don't want a churro as a treat, we could have instead some popcorn.
Okay.
And that's the end.